The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Want to go higher? How about this? Do you want to laugh, baby? Because I do. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis and Aviana Barrientos. And so we were joking. She told me a joke because I said, did you come up with your joke? And Ronaldo, I don't know if you did yet.
I told her that you can't just Google funny jokes because when you Google funny jokes, they're never funny.
Right.
They're always really cheesy.
She just literally made me laugh out loud like Julia Roberts, okay?
I thought you would have heard it by then.
I've never heard this joke. What did
the buffalo say to his son leaving for college?
What?
Bye, son.
Not that funny. I'm serious.
I asked if her laugh was so real funny? Or not.
It's a nice dad joke.
Oh my gosh! And then, you know, when I did Texas Veggie Fair, that's one of the things that I did is I made up and wrote my own like vegetable jokes. And one of them was
the cantaloupe one?
What did the celery say to the asparagus?
What?
My stalk's longer than your stalk.
I remember that one. That was a good one.
And then what was another one? The Barack Obama. What?
You ruined it.
No. Oh, did I just give the... No, I didn't.
Kinda. What's Michelle Obama's favorite vegetable?
What is it?
Broccoli.
So broccoli.
You said, what's Barack Obama's?
Broccoli. And there was a whole bunch of them.
There were some good ones.
There were some really good ones. I came up with like just being silly, you know, that's all it really takes. But you know, laughter truly is medicine. And there is a growing, I'm reading this from the Well-Being Journal. There's a growing body of evidence that supports the age-old adage that laughter is the best medicine. In 2016, a cross-sectional study examining cardiovascular disease among Japanese seniors found that subjects who reported rarely laughing had a 60% higher risk of stroke compared to those who reported laughing almost every day. And then, you know, it goes on to make this suggestion that think of it like exercise or breakfast and make a conscious effort. I'm having trouble. I feel like I have a lisp or something this morning. I'd make a conscious effort to find something each day that makes you laugh. Set aside 10 to 15 minutes to do something that amuses you. And the more you get used to laughing each day, the less effort you'll have to make. So what do you think of that?
That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay, give me some more jokes.
That's what I was. Okay, what vegetables are a sailor's worst enemy?
What vegetables are a sailor's worst enemy?
Leeks.
My gosh. Huh?
Leeks.
Oh.
That's a good one.
See, it's just silliness.
Why did the cucumber call 911?
Why did the cucumber call 911? I don't know. Why did the cucumber call 911?
He was in a pickle. Some of these are so bad.
And I think when I told the Texas veggie fair jokes, I think I used a cucumber and an asparagus. I can't remember.
Cucumbers probably.
It's always a good one.
There was another one. What's healthier, broccoli or carrots? That's not it. I ruined it.
Broccoli.
Never mind.
Broccoli is healthier thing. Well, it depends. But broccoli certainly is a superfood. I had it last night and the night before.
So did I.
And you know, you can buy it frozen, keep it in the freezer so it doesn't go bad, and you steam it. Don't boil it. Get yourself a steamer. If you don't have a steamer, invest in one. How were my cookies? I need kudos.
I made
homemade cookies this morning, everyone.
I ate mine so fast.
Yeah, well, I inhaled it.
There's more of them.
I told Bryn they tasted like smoothie cookies.
They
because,
do.
Like, they, well, she used fruits that I would put in a smoothie.
They're an old cookie that it's from a cookbook that my mother gave me years ago, okay? And it's a banana cookie with like an orange glaze on top. And so it's a banana cookie, but I didn't have three bananas because someone ate one of the bananas yesterday, so I was down to two bananas, but I did have pineapple. And then there was another recipe in there for pineapple cookies, so I thought, I'm going to replace that third banana with pineapple. And just add only a tablespoon more of flour, just because, you know, pineapple is a lot more liquid. Mm-hmm. They turned out amazing. So it's you know, and I used a really good flour that I got at the Dallas Farmers Market. I don't remember what the name of it is, but it's milled in Austin. Incredible. You can get some really good stuff. Right now you can't go to the farmers market, but hopefully that'll be changing here soon as the weather warms up.
Yep.
But so you can improvise. And I felt so good to make those cookies. I bet I haven't made that particular cookie in 15 years.
Wow. They were great. They were very light and fluffy.
Light and fluffy, mm-hmm. and full of good ingredients. The sugar that I used, again, I can't remember what it was, but I got it at Natural Grocer, and it's a raw sugar that's 100% organic, that has a lot of fibrous stuff in it, and it just, you know, your ingredients are everything. They really are. The better quality ingredient. What are you smiling about
there? There's just so many vegetable jokes.
Oh, give us another one.
Which vegetable might you find in your basement?
What vegetable might you find in your basement? I don't know. You want to guess, Ronaldo?
No. What?
Celery. Why do fungi have to pay double bus fares? Because they take up two mushroom.
That's so stupid, but it's so funny, dumb. Right? Well, you know, is Navi Mendoza on the line, our little spiritual daily guru? Is she there, Navi?
Yes, hi.
Did you hear our veggie jokes?
I did. I like the celery one.
Right? That's probably the best one I had.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so what's our spiritual daily today, Navi Mendoza?
So today's daily dose of spirituality is to just go with the flow. I know right now there's a lot of confusion, and some people can feel a little nervous about not knowing what the future brings. But just go with the flow. Everything happens in divine timing, and everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. So just go with the flow and allow life to unfold, and just get creative with it. Learn to have fun with it. Spend some more time with your family. Spend some more time with your loved ones, and just go with the flow.
Yeah, and it's a good time, you know, to put yourself in check that you are going to, throughout your life, have to deal with adversity. This is a great lesson in adversity. You know, last night I was walking past my coffee table, and a book that I keep at my coffee table all the time, and I picked it up and brought it in with me, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor E. Frankl. If you don't have a copy of this book, I recommend everyone have a copy of this in their house anytime you're going through tough times. You pick up this book and you see what happened, you know, during the Holocaust. You read this book about the incredible perseverance of this man, Viktor Frankl, who has passed away. You know, I don't think it's been that long, though, about maybe 15, 20 years ago. It's an incredible book because we all are going to face adversity. It's part of the living experience of being a human being, and how your character does during those times truly can test you. And it can make you stronger, and it can make you a better human being, and make us all better, you know, so we can all work together as a community. That's really, at the end of the day, what it's about. And there's so many beautiful things happening out there. So many things. Avi,
I found this article about good things that are happening right now. And it's things like free internet for school kids. Internet companies across the country are offering free internet services to school kids so they can keep up on their homework, which is really, really nice because some kids may not have internet at home. So
right.
That's really kind.
Yeah, that's so cool. Who's doing that?
Companies like Spectrum and Altice. I've never heard of that one, but they're doing it. Yeah.
Good stuff. So no, that's all really good stuff. So you know what? I want to say give a shout out to my friend, Randy Finley. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's one of my oldest, dearest BFFs. Every girl needs a good guy friend, right?
For sure.
Yeah. And what else do I have? I guess that's it. I guess we're going to go to break. We've got a fantastic show coming up for you. We have Elizabeth Albert. We're going to be keeping you pumped up, telling you how to stay active and healthy during social distancing. And I have my own personal recommendation that I actually forgot about until Randy mentioned it to me yesterday. He was over doing some things at my house, helping me out, changing some light bulbs and stuff like that. And it's the good old-fashioned burpee. We're going to talk about it.
Oh, and man.
Remember, I used to do 100 burpees a day? I was in the best shape of my life.
They're hard.
They are. Yeah. Burpees are amazing, and they're easy. You can do them anywhere, and you don't have to do them all at once. So I'm going to challenge everybody to the 100 burpee a day burn biohack. So Burns burpees. Oh, I like that. Burns burpees. And we're going to be talking, like I said, with Elizabeth Albert and Cindy O'Meara. She is an internationally acclaimed nutritionist, author, and documentary maker, and founder of Changing Habits. Her new book, Lab to Table, is out. Can't wait to speak with her. We're going to be talking about food and nutrition, especially in children. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Life Radio. Everyone, this is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Cindy O'Meara on the line. She is an internationally acclaimed nutritionist, author, documentary maker, and founder of Changing Habits, an educational health and nutrition business. Cindy strives to inform people of true and researched health facts, encouraging critical thinking and in all aspects of well-being, particularly food education. Cindy has authored and self-published Changing Habits prior to creating the documentary What's With Wheat in 2016. As a child, Cindy was free of immunizations, painkillers, and antibiotics, and remains so to this day. With a theory that chemicals in the environment and ultimately the body can cause trauma, Cindy has continued to live a holistic life along with her husband and children. Her newest book, Lab to Table, Stop Being a Lab Rat, Start Making Better Choices for Your Table, can be found on her website at changinghabits.com. Love this woman. So glad to have you on the show, Cindy. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thanks, Bernadette. And thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. And I love this book, Lab to Table. Oh my gosh. Cindy, it is so full of so much incredible information. I encourage everyone to go and get it. Is it on Amazon.com as well?
Yes.
Okay. So it's at changinghabits.com and at Amazon.com.
It's changinghabits.com.au.
I was just going to add that. Changinghabits.com.au because you are calling us from Australia this morning, right?
3:15 a.m.
It's 3:15 a.m. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I love it. And I think it's so cool that you're kind of up in the middle of the night on a radio show. How cool is that? Here in Dallas, Texas, one of the greatest cities here in America. And so let me ask you this. So, you know, my question is, in a class of 25 school children, 54% have a chronic disease, 4 will have a learning disability, 6 will have asthma, allergies, or ADD. These are United States statistics. Can you expand on these?
Yeah, well, when we look back in the 60s, we can see that this was not happening. And now I'm in a 60s child, and I remember these days. I remember going to school and nobody having these problems, whereas today this is happening. So we've been doing something, and it all started around the 90s and the late 90s. So we we're starting to do things to not only our food supply, but to the amount of vaccinations that we're having, the amount of medicines that are being given to children. Like once upon a time, medicines were given to old people. My dad was a pharmacist, and he remembers, you know, the medicines were used for the people that were in their 70s, not for the kids that are just being born. So I think it's a combination of many things, but food can make a huge difference, especially when we look at whole foods, not ultra-processed foods. And ultra-processed foods are foods that have fillers and colours and flavours and additives and starches and binders, but no food. They're right. Just chemicals made up as food. And in my book, Lab to Table, I discuss how they are doing this. And it's actually getting quite scary that, and especially in this time where we're seeing COVID-19 and there's discussion that it's genetically modified. We're seeing microorganisms in the food supply that are being genetically modified to make our food additives. And my question is, what if those microorganisms escape from the places that they're in the fermentation vats that they're in, and make it into our microbiome? And we know the variety of bacteria in our microbiome is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what if there's an escape there? What if that's starting to create a problem? And we don't even know that this is happening.
Right. Well, I think about all those things, too. And you can't help it. The more you read, you know, the more you connect the dots and you're like, wow, this seems connected to that. And it probably is. You know, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I do have a very logical, clear thinking brain. And you can't help but ask that question.
Most definitely. And not only is our food really bad, but how they're making the additives is really bad. So, like, for me, these statistics are scary. And if they increase, and there are a lot of people that are saying, if they increase, we're actually not going to have a generation that will live past, and everybody's heard this statistic, but that will live past their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see that. You know, we're starting to see kids dying. And I do believe that the U.S., I think I've read that the U.S. has the worst mortality with newborns.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. With children, it does. And I read that just the other day again. And you know, you've got countries like Japan that are doing things so differently than we do here. And you have to question why. Why are we making some of these decisions that we make here in the United States? So let me ask you this. And you grew up in the Midwest here in the USA, didn't you?
No, my mother grew up in the Midwest.
Oh, your mother
did. Born in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, mum was born in the Midwest.
And
that was the days when arsenic and lead were being sprayed and DDT was being
sprayed. Oh, my
gosh.
And yes.
Yeah. And my mum and my sister are both passed from cancer, and they both were born in the US. My mum was through that whole era. So she was born in 37, and in 38 and 39, they sprayed arsenic and lead.
Everywhere.
Her brother was born And then her brother was born in 39, and he was born with hemophilia. So and there was no hemophilia in our family before. And mm-hmm. consequently, we had my mother had six brothers with hemophilia.
Absolutely. And if you want to read a really good book, you've probably already read it, but I've been talking about it on the air for a couple of weeks, The Moth and the Iron Lung by
Forrest Moretti.
Yeah, Forrest Moretti. It's an incredible book about the history of exactly what you're talking about, starting in the 1800s with the lead and the arsenate and the Paris green and all mm-hmm. these pesticides that they used to try to stop the gypsy moth that was basically just, you know, eating everything in its path. Which, I mean, it's understandable, but they never made the connection between that and polio until many years later. And it's just a very fascinating book. Have you read it before?
I haven't read it. I've just written it down to read it. But
okay.
I have heard that information before about the iron lung and the DDT and the polio. And I know. So, look, I just think we need to clean up as parents, because our governments aren't going to do it.
Like, absolutely.
Our government's not going to do it, and yours isn't either. So we have to make these decisions and be vigilant about what we bring into our house in every way, not only food, but in our laundry, under the kitchen, our bathroom essentials. All of those things need to be looked at.
Absolutely. How we clean our homes. I'm going to give a shout out for Supernatural. It's a great product, all natural oils. That's all I use in my home. I have bottles of it in three different places in my home. It's just cleaning with natural essential oils. And, you know, you have to pay attention to stuff like that. You really do. Let me ask you this. How do our stats here in the U.S. compare with those in Australia and other countries around the world?
We are just behind you. England is equal to you. So I would do that class of 25. I look at it and I go, okay, what are the stats in that? And I look at Australia and we're just below you in chronic disease. We're at 38 to 40% in chronic disease. You guys are 54%. But the rest are the same. Our learning disabilities are the same. Our asthma, allergy, and all of those types of maladies are the same. So there could be two in each class with asthma or allergies, so or ADD or ADHD. Mm-hmm. So the stats are the same. And, you know, one of the things that everybody is doing in Australia, I don't know what they're doing in the US at the moment, but we are running out of seeds and seedlings because everybody's going, you know what, we can't trust anything anymore.
I agree.
We need to take responsibility and we need to take control and plant gardens. And I just, my heart swells that this is happening because it's something that we have talked about. Like we have a farm, the Changing Habits Farm here in Australia, and we've been talking about it for 5 years. And, you know, we've just introduced the Incredible Edible Garden to help people do this. My grandfather had a huge garden in Iowa. My other grandfather in New Zealand had a huge garden. My mum had a little bit of a garden. She wasn't a big gardener. But I think we, in this generation and our younger generation, we need to start these gardens again. We need to start growing food, not lawns. We need to start growing fruit trees in our backyards.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be working on here in the upcoming weeks. I'm going to plant a garden like my parents had when I grew up in upstate New York. Let me ask you this. You know, you mentioned that pediatric brain tumors are the leading cause of cancer-related death among children and adolescents age 0 to 19 years, surpassing even leukemia. What are your thoughts and why do you believe or what do you believe to be the cause of this?
I think there's you know, some people are putting their head in the sand about and just don't know. But I think if you look at our agriculture and you look at the fastest growing chemical that is being sprayed and now being associated with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I think that it not only opens the gut lining, the epithelial lining of the gut, but it's also opening our blood-brain barrier, allowing toxins, allowing heavy metals to move into that brain. And a young brain that is developing and having these toxins move in as a result of, well, glyphosate, we know that it opens up that barrier. And as that is opened up, then any toxin that is in the environment, I don't know if you have biodiesel over there, but, you know, biodiesel is made from old oils that have been, you know, in the frying process. And they are grown in, and especially if it's genetically modified canola or soya or cotton, they are grown in a flurry of Roundup and glyphosate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you're breathing it in, not only just breathing it in, but you are consuming it. So we're being, and then it's on your verges, it's everywhere. So when you know this information, it feels like it's a no-brainer that we need to close the blood-brain barrier. We need to close the intestinal lining to stop all of these diseases we're seeing, because autoimmunity, allergies, and even, the ADD and ADHD and learning disabilities and autism, all a result of a brain that's become toxic and inflamed. And Dr. Chris Exley out of the UK has some incredible research on aluminium in the brain of not only autistic children, but Alzheimer's as well.
Yeah, and I was in Target the other day, and I saw ground up on the shelves, and I just wanted to cringe. And then when I was driving home, I saw a city worker that was spraying, which of course was you know, pesticides for weed killer. I'm sure it was Roundup.
I've seen someone right in front of the building,
and I just want to cringe because it's gonna, when it rains, it goes down into our water, and even if it's not, you know, then they spray it on grain and seed and legume crops before harvest to help the drying of the plant. In fact, you talk about it in your book. And you think, why in the heck are we still doing this? We know from our history of around the world that these kind of pesticides cause more harm than good, right?
Exactly. And as people, we need to rise up and make these changes, because that's how DDT got stopped being sprayed everywhere. That's how arsenic and lead stopped, and that's how chlorpyrifos is being stopped. You know, chlorpyrifos, they know causes damage to the developing brain in utero.
Right.
But finally, they've stopped using it.
Well,
it's another pesticide.
Well, yes, it is. And DDT, by the way, little side note here, also it's manufactured by Monsanto. DDT, the atomic bomb, the RBST hormones that they pump into cows, all that, and Roundup, glyphosate. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, where do we stop? Where do we draw the line? How do we hold these big corporations accountable for poisoning us? Like, it's so frustrating. I don't even know what to say about it, actually. But let me ask you this.
You have great environmental lawyers over there that are doing incredible jobs, and I need them here in Australia.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk about this for a minute. Change gears, and then we're going to go to break. Can you stay with us for a couple extra minutes if we go just for station identification and then come back?
I can.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go to break now. When I come back, you're not going to want to miss this. We're going to be talking about epilepsy with Cindy O'Meara. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. I have Cindy O'Meara on the line. She is an internationally acclaimed nutritionist, author, and documentary maker and founder of Changing Habits, an educational health and nutrition business. You can find her at changinghabits.com.au. That's for Australia. We're talking about Lab to Table, her new book, Stop Being a Lab Rat and Start Making Better Choices for Your Table. Right before we went to break, we were going to talk about epilepsy. So can we talk about that right now, Cindy? I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do it. Okay, so what are some of the statistics around epilepsy in children?
Well, in the U.S., you have 70,000 that have epilepsy, and that's 6% of your population of children between 0 and 19 that are now suffering from epilepsy. And in Australia, that percentage is not far off, and around the world. So you have to also ask, this is not a normal thing, although Dr. Natasha Campbell-McBride talks about it as the brain cleaning itself, which goes back to, once again, the blood-brain barrier is open, everything's going in, the brain's trying to flush, but it, you know, sometimes it's flushing 140 times a day.
Really?
They can have small spasms up to 140 a day. There's a fabulous movie out called, well, it came out in the 90s, and it's available free on YouTube. And it's called First Do No Harm with Meryl Streep. And it's a true story about the ketogenic diet and how it helps with epilepsy. Now, I know the ketogenic diet, everybody's onto it, and they all want to do it because, you know, it's meant to be good for health. And yes, it is. But I worry because I see people staying on the ketogenic diet, unless you have epilepsy, by the way, unless you have a medical condition,
right.
Staying on that diet is not something that we would have done naturally. Yes, we would have gone into ketosis in times of starvation or not many plants around, So, but we would never have stayed in it. If there were carbohydrates around, we would have consumed them as healthy hunter-gatherers or even herders. So it's very important that unless it is a medical condition that you do, you know, in and out of ketosis.
Mm-hmm.
But with epilepsy, it makes me so mad that the diet is not suggested instead of these medications.
Oh, I know. First. Well, and the medications don't work. Typically, a typical case scenario. I have a friend that's going through this right now, and it's always the drugs, the drugs, the drugs. She's reaching a point where they're getting to the black box drugs, which basically means it's a last resort. And if the drug has a very deadly.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
And just to get straight to the point. And so it's not something you would want to consider easily. And then you think about things like, you know, the endocannabinoid system and CBD has been known to help with seizures. And so there's so much information out there. And the ketogenic diet, by the way, over 100 years ago, was actually prescribed before they had all these drugs to treat epilepsy. But I with you, agree that diet is heavily responsible for all of the things that we just mentioned, right?
Yes. And when we change the metabolism of the brain, so when you eat carbohydrates, it's a different metabolism to when you're doing the ketogenic diet, which is very like 5% carbohydrates. And I would suggest that your friend watch this movie with Meryl Streep, because she will probably see a very similar scenario, what she sees not only with her own child, but across the board. And Johns Hopkins was leading the way, and there was a wonderful dietitian there for many years teaching parents how to do this, but they have to almost steal their children from the hospital because their children are so doped up on medications.
Wow.
That, you know, they're in critical care. Mm-hmm. And they're having seizure after seizure after seizure, and it's heartbreaking. I think I cried through that whole movie. And in the US you have a wonderful foundation called the Charlie Foundation that is not only helping children with epilepsy, but also children with brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
So they're finding if they change the metabolism of the brain with brain tumors, then, and that's with diet, then the brain tumor starts to shrink. And many of these kids only have to stay on the diet strictly for 2 years, sometimes three.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a lot in a lifetime.
Well, no. And Dr. Dom DiAgostino, who's been on the show several times, who is a leading scientist that works with NASA, he said on the show that after, I believe it was about a year of being on the ketogenic diet, that your brain actually heals and the epilepsy is gone. And also, you know, I had a woman who's a friend of a friend of mine on the show, Mitzi. Is it Misty or Mitzi?
Misty.
I think it's Misty. She's from Ohio. Anyway, she had a son, Gavin, who had Tourette's syndrome, and he was healed. His brain was healed from CBD oil. This was several years ago. And so you hear stories like that, and even though they're anecdotal, they're very powerful.
They're powerful, and there's many. We have somebody here in Australia, and she changed the diet of her son that was having many seizures. She also did CBD oil, and the authorities took that child from her.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. They stole him from her. Mm-hmm. They tricked her coming into hospital, and the police were there. They locked the father in the toilet, and then they took the child. And I don't know if they think it's their duty of care, but this young child, yes, he lost weight, but he had no more seizures, and they were worried about underweight.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we just have to, as parents, stand up for our children. We have to be their advocates. We have to look at the food that they're consuming. We should be growing that garden like we talked about before. We should be looking at the food that we are having. We should have the education that tells us what's right and what's wrong, because marketing is very slick, and marketing is starting to change people's buying patterns. So I gave up television 2 years ago. I just said, no more. I'm not watching advertising. I am not being part of this human experiment. And so I just gave it up. And what a wonderful freedom, because there are so many other things that we can choose to do.
Yeah. Well, that story that you just told about the boy that was removed, taken away from his parents, mm-hmm. that should make everybody's hair stand on end, hearing stuff like that. I don't even know what to say. I really don't even know what to say.
There's so many cases like that, too. There That's is. Not you know, the only one.
Yeah, and we think of Dean Bortel, who was on the show many, many years ago. This was at the very beginning of CBD when Charlotte's Web was one of our sponsors for several years. And we were, you know, talking about CBD oil and all the healing effects and the fact that we do have an endocannabinoid system and how powerful cannabis is and CBD both to treat so many things out there. And so many children suffer. And I know that they, when the Farm Act was passed here in Texas, it does allow parents now to have more freedom to treat their children with cannabis and CBD oil. But it was pretty crazy for a while. So at least we are, you know, getting somewhere with this as people sit down and talk about it and share their stories. And we all get more power through education. So Cindy, it's always great to have you on the show. Another shout out for your book, Lab to Table, Stop Being a Lab Rat, Start Making Better Choices for Your Table. You can get her book at changinghabits.com dot au. I get really emotional when I talk about this stuff. Can you tell?
I definitely. I'm the same as you, though, because you want to put your head against a brick wall and just wonder what our governments are doing and our food manufacturers and our chemical, and just tell the parents, just let parents know that we have power and we can change this.
Yeah, absolutely. Through education. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today, Cindy. We'll talk to you soon and go back to bed, right? It's about 3:45 a.m. So go get some rest and thank you so much for making that sacrifice for all of us. Take care.
I love it. All right.
Cindy O'Meara, you can get her book at Amazon.com as well. We'll be right back with Elizabeth Albert, Staying Active and Healthy During Social Distancing. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight on the slide.
Google your endocannabinoid system and just check it out. Read about it. Educate yourself. And also explore Ned's line of full-spectrum hemp products and use the code OLR for 15% off and visit them at helloned.com. That's helloned.com. And of course, our other sponsors, Sun Warrior, they've been with us for a very long time. Go to sunwarrior.com or go to Vitamin Shop and put in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Use the code 20% off your for anything off your order. What do you want to say here, Aviana? You're looking at me.
Or download their app.
Oh, we're download. I forgot about that. Yeah. Their new app, the Sun Warrior app. Yeah. And
there's a few different products that you can only find on their app.
Right.
So.
And it's super slick. And I'm now transformed. I like Apple Pay. I fought it for a while. I'm like, Apple is not getting my credit card number. But
man,
now
they make it convenient.
They make it convenient. A little too convenient, kind of, sort of. But Sun Warrior has great products. So check them out. Download the app. And of course, Enviromedica. I encourage you to go to Enviromedica.com or to go to Amazon.com and get their new deep immune probiotic, prebiotic, symbiotic formula that is specially formulated to help fight viruses. And we need that right now during this time where we need our immune system as strong as it can possibly be. There is definitely a connection. They know it now. The science has been around for a while that there is a definite connection between your gut and your immune system and your overall health. So go to Enviromedica.com. And I have Elizabeth Albert on the line. She is the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be talking about staying active and healthy during social distancing. Elizabeth received her bachelor's degree in psychology as well from the University of Texas at Arlington, where she also played divisional one or college one. Is it one college or college
D1.
One?
Division
huh?
one.
What is it? Division one?
D1.
Yeah. D1. Well, that it doesn't say.
Oh, division one.
Okay. Division one. Did I say that? I don't know what I
it's
said.
It's okay.
It's okay. Whatever. whatever I said. But we love you.
I love you guys too. I miss you so much.
Oh my gosh, I miss you too. And I am getting a little tired. You know, I think everybody is getting a little worn down from all this craziness.
Right.
But you know what?
Definitely.
Out of adversity, we all get stronger. So I'm happy to be alive and happy to have you on the air. Always a pleasure. As I said, you're the owner of Tread Fitness here in Dallas, Texas. You're also a certified personal trainer, a group fitness instructor, and a certified fitness nutrition coach. So let's talk about this. I want you to inspire and motivate and uplift everyone out there listening. What are some of the activities that no pressure. What are some of the activities that people can do while social distancing? And what are some things that we can consume to boost our immune system?
Okay. So first off, we got to get out. You know, I know we're on this lockdown and everyone's, you know, in panic. Due to panic and fear due to the media, and I think it creates more problems for us.
Yep.
The first thing we need to do is just get out. I know there's a 6 feet rule. I get it. But get that sunshine. Get that vitamin D, that natural vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. That's what they call it.
Absolutely.
It's so good for your skin, and it disinfects our body. It just, you definitely need that. So, you know, I don't want people to think that they have to be indoors and close all the windows and it needs to be dark. Like, no, that's
right.
So depressing.
The best form of vitamin D, like you said, is sunshine. And let me put this out there real quick, and I'll let you continue. They say that your life expectancy is decreased by 10 years if you do not have proper levels of vitamin D consistently.
Yep.
10 years you
Absolutely.
Can take off your life. That's how important it is.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. I was just out there yesterday on the trail, and just to have that sun hit my skin, and just I was just stepping in the water. There's a little lake by the park I was at. It was amazing. I was skipping rocks. Like, I don't care what's going
how fun.
On out there. It was so peaceful, Bernadette. Like, I need more of that. You know, we're always in the hustle and bustle
yes.
of things.
Yes. I haven't.
Forget.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm so excited about skipping rocks. I'm having all these memories. I haven't skipped rocks since I was a kid. I'm going to skip some rocks here soon.
I was never very good at it.
Oh, my gosh. I suck at it. But, you know, when you get that one out of, like, 20 and it skips, like, six times.
Oh, yeah.
You got to throw 40 more.
Oh, I love it.
Exactly, Aviana. But other than the vitamin D, okay, I'll go back to the vitamins. But as far as activities, running, jogging, I know most people have pets. Going on a run with them or a power walk, swimming, biking, climbing, hiking, anything to, you know, build to boost your immune system, you know, in addition to vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, you know, a lot of times people are just depending on food and getting the vitamins they think from food and
yep.
you can't get that.
Yep.
All from that, you know, so especially during this time, it helps you against cold and flus and viruses. So it's really, really important. And there's actually one thing I'm taking. It's an apple cider vinegar drink that I take three times a day now because I had a little bit of a sore throat the last week. And thank God I didn't have anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's vitamin C crystals and it's apple cider vinegar and it's Himalayan salt and it's like a little squeeze of like a half of a lemon and 8 to 16 ounces of water. I do that three times a day. Bernadette, I have felt so great and I'm still working out.
Yeah,
I'm still sprinting. You can do body weight exercises. You know, guys, we have TV. We've got apps on our phone. There's free things that you can look up. You know, don't let it be a reason you're on lockdown, so your mind is on lockdown. You can't do anything.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, and like I opened the show, I talked about the burpee. The burpee is one of the best exercises out there. I used to do 100 a day. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing the 100 a day
exactly.
burpee back.
And
because it works
That's
out.
A t-shirt. I love that.
Burpees are
That's
everything.
A lot.
Now, but you don't do them all at once.
Right. You could do like 10 at a time and do it throughout the day.
Yeah. And in fact, Guy Mesger, who we need to get him on the show. He hasn't been here in a while, but one of our dear friends here on One Life Radio said that if you can't, it's typical. If you're doing them properly, you shouldn't be able to do more than 10 or 11 at a time without resting. So you do 10, you know, and throughout the whole day, 10 here, 10 there, you know, do them in the middle of the parking lot. Who cares? We're all, doing crazy stuff
right
now.
I'll remember
add
that.
Add a push-up in there. Add some mountain climbers, add some plank jacks, add whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
One thing I wanted to add, Bernadette.
What?
I know we're short on time, but I wanted to add one more thing that's really, really important. Is just during this time, especially with all this negativity out there, all these negative emotions with the media, with the fear, with the panic, with, you know, with this, the grocery stores running out of things, and people are, they're in fear. They're living in fear, the majority, you know.
Yeah.
I think what's really, really important is just staying connected with people, with your friends, with your family. You know, don't try to avoid people. You know, I mean, just, you know, that 6 feet rule. I get it. Interact with people.
Yep. I couldn't agree more.
It makes people feel good. It'll make you feel good. Be kind. Spread love.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds cliche, but it's so true.
It is true. And I love the message. Yeah. And I love the messenger. I we're out of time, so I got to go. But
okay.
I talked to Patty today. She's all positive, too. Patty's a mutual friend of both
Patty.
Of us. Positive Patty. Yay. I love that girl, Patty DiBernardo.
Yes.
But we'll see you soon. Maybe we'll shoot some hoops over the weekend. Just stay Let's 6 feet away from me, okay? All right. We got to go. We're going to run out of time. I don't want that to happen. Okay, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.